大家好。
Good afternoon。
我们教会再过两个礼拜呢，就是我们教会的布道会。
So in 2 weeks, it's our church's evangelical conference.
10月13、14号。
So October 13 and 14.
希望大家会可以为这个事情祷告。
I hope you pray for this conference.
如果你愿意来的时候，也欢迎你。
If you are willing to come.
我们今天开始之前呢，我们一同祷告。
Let's pray before we start.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
能够在你面前去敬拜你。
We can come to you to worship you.
求你打开你话语的奇妙。
Please open your word.
你知道我们可以藏在心里面。
So we can hide it in our heart.
我们可以行在我们平常的生活当中。
And we can walk in our daily life.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
十四纪的以色列人呢，就好像有，好像一些病态的赌徒。
And Israelites is just like the sick gambler.
或者呢是一个吸毒的瘾君子。
A drug addict.
或者一些呢常常出入这些监牢的犯人。
Or the prisoner in and out of the jail.
那这三类人的共通点呢，就是他们常常固态服蒙。
The commonality of those three type of people are, they relapse into their old way.
他们重复犯同一样的错误。
They keep making the same mistake.
但是呢，他每一次犯同一样的错误的时候，只是他们的后果更可怜。
So every time they make a mistake, their consequences is more worse.
那你看以色列人呢？他第一次离开神的时候。
So the first time the Israelites left God.
那么呢，他就受欺压八年。
So they were oppressed for 8 years.
那么神用四只骆驼呢去拯救他们。
So God delivered them by the judge Othniel.
那么呢，他们有40年的平安。
So they have 40 years of peace.
但是骆驼呢死后的时候，他们又离开神。
But after Othniel died, they abandoned God.
这一次呢，以色列人受欺压18年。
And they were oppressed for another 18 years.
后来他们呼求神的时候，神又拯救他们。
When they cried out to God, God delivered them.
那么呢，他们以户就带给他们80年的平安。
And Judge Ehud brought 80 years of peace to them.
但是你看呢，四章第一节里面讲到以户死后呢，以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
But if you look at the chapter 4, verse 1, after Ehud died, the Israelites once again did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
这一次呢，他们受苦的时间更长，就是20年。
And this time they suffered oppression for 20 years.
你有没有想过，为什么圣经呢常常记载这些让人嘴上的故事呢？
Do you know why the Bible record those stories?
就好像呢，我们刚读的这段圣经《哥林多前书》里面讲到，他们遭遇这些事都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
That is because what is written in 1 Corinthians here. These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us on whom the culmination of the ages has come.
这些故事是提醒我们。
So those stories remind us.
其实我们跟以色列人很多相似的地方。
We have many similarities with Israelites.
如果我们不小心的时候，我们也会固态服蒙。
If we are not careful, we'll relapse into our old way.
虽然是这样子。
Even like this.
那四世纪里面的故事却给我们希望。
And the story in the Judges gave us hope.
因为神能救我们脱离这个 犯罪的漩涡。
Because God can deliver us from the pit.
我们今天看这个底波拉的故事，你就见到。
So we'll see by reading the story of Deborah.
他告诉我们怎么可以胜过罪。
It tells us how to overcome the sin.
我们从这个故事里面看到呢，胜过固态福蒙的第一步呢，就要承认自己在这个困境当中。
So we can see the first step to conquer the relapse is to admit our crisis.
这个是人能够打破他这个犯罪的漩涡的第一步。
This is the first step to break the sinful cycle.
那如果没有这一步的时候呢，你大概就会常常重复犯罪。
Without these steps, you will repeatedly sin.
因为圣经告诉我们，神会用痛苦化解困境，来引起我们对他的注意力。
In the Bible tells us God used the suffering to remind us.
约伯记里面呢，三十六章里面讲到了神执着困苦做。把困苦人趁他受欺压开通他们的耳朵。
In Job it says, but those who suffered he delivers in their suffering. He speaks to them in their affliction.
你有没有发觉呢？凡是这些腐坏了的东西都是臭的。
Didn't you notice that all the rotten things smell bad?
还有呢，这些有毒的东西呢，都是苦的。
Oh, but the poison.Are taste bitter.
你为什么神这样子安排呢
？Why God make that this way？
因为呢，神用痛苦，就好像来警告我们。
Because God uses suffering to warn us.
痛苦就好像一盏红灯一样，告诉你前面有危险。
So the pain is just like a red light, and to warn you that there's a dangers ahead.
但是呢，不是每一个人都会，因为这些东西是变苦变臭了，我们就不喝了不把它吃进去哦。
But not everyone who will not drink the bitter drink.
其实我就是这个人呢，我打开冰箱我见到牛奶，这牛奶已经过期了，变坏了，变臭了，但是我都不知道，我就是忍着喝下去。
I'm this type of person when I open the refrigerator, if the milk expired and has so I will still drink it.
这样子的人呢，其实是很危险的。
It's dangerous for this kind of person.
就是好像呢，冲红灯的这些司机一样呢，是自我毁灭的。
It's just like the drivers who run into the red light.
曾经有一个人呢，他叫 Richard Aquinas， 他在92年的时候，他写了一本书。
There's a person, Richard Aquinas. He wrote a book in 1992.
讲到呢，他跟这个篮球明星Michael Jordan 呢，打过一副球呢，一场。这个 Michael Jordan 就输给他90万。
He records that he played golf with Michael Jordan, the basketball player, and they gambled, and Michael lost money to him.
90万就
80,000.
是 900,000.
Oh, 900.
所以呢，你知道他们怎么赌呢
？Do you know how do they gamble?
第一个洞，输的人给。另外一个人一块钱。
The first hole, the lost person gave the other person $1.
你说没有什么啊？
So,
第二个洞就两倍了，就是如果输的人就给$2。
The second hole, the lost person will give $2.
第三个洞就给$4呢。
And the third is $4.
那么我要问你们中间的年轻人呢？2 to the power 17是多少呢
？What is a 2 to the power of 17？
20多万，最后一个洞的时候，你打到 最后一个洞的时候，输的人要给二十多万。
This is more than 200,000.
嗯，但是呢，这些记者问，Jordan， 你是不是有赌博的问题啊
？The reporter asked Michael Jordan, "Are you has a problem with gambling?"
他说没有。
No, not at all.
一百几十万对我来说都不算是钱呢。
It's not a money to me. It's a million dollar.
所以呢，他觉得我有钱，这个就变成不是一个赌钱的问题了。
He think he has money, so this is not a problem of.
他把他的困苦合理化。
So he reasoned, he justified his. Suffering.
那另外一个方法，我们逃避我们的困难的时候呢，就是把这个责任推到别人的身上。
Another way that we avoid our suffering is to ascribe that to other people.
你记得我们小的时候啊，如果你拿成绩表给你父母看，他发现其中有一门是 B 的时候，他会怎么说
？So if you give your school report to your parents, if there's a B, what do you say?
你的父母就会说，你怎么搞的
？Or your parents will say, what did you do?
Okay. 那现在如果你的儿女拿的成绩表给你看，里面有一科是 B 的时候，你会怎么说
？So now your children give you the his school report and there's a B there. What would you say?
你会问你的老师怎么搞的
？What did your teacher do?
那我们很容易把我们的责任呢推到别人身上。
It's easy for us to to think our fault is some people's fault.
就是但是呢，你要知道啊，神常常用我们的困境去提醒我们。
So God usually use our suffering to remind us.
希望我们去想起他。
Hopefully we can think of him.
但是不是每一个人都会这样子做。
But not everyone will do that.
好像约伯记三十六章里面讲到，哪些心里不敬虔的人，既存怨气。神捆绑他们，他们颈部复仇。
The godless in heart harbor resentment, even when he fetters them, they do not cry for help.
有一些人遇到困难的时候呢，他没有想过自己有问题，只把这个责任推到别人身上。
So some people, when they have difficulties, they don't think that's a problem of themselves. They think it's the other people's issue.
他们也不复仇神。
They do not call, cry to the Lord.
在底波拉的年代的时候呢，神让以色列人大大的受辱。
In the time of Deborah, the God, let Israelites,
humiliate. 所以呢，你看呢，第一个，西亚以色列的是一个国际的大王。就是这个米索布大米的王。
So the first king who oppressed Israelites is the king of Aram and Haran.
另外，第二个西亚以色列人呢，就这个王就比较小了，只是他隔壁的国家就是摩亚王。
The second king is the king of Moab.
但是这一次欺负以色列人呢，是一个迦南王。
But this time.It's a king of Canaan.
这个其实是以色列人的手下败仗。
He's one who was defeated by Israelites before.
神应许把迦南人赶出去。
And God promised to drive out the Canaanites.
从前迦南人是服侍以色列人的。
Before the Canaanites serve Israelites.
但是现在，你看这个经文，你就见到以色列人。现在是服侍迦南人。
But now Israelites serve the Canaanites.
你从前的仆人现在变成你的主人了，你说这个是多大的一个羞耻呢
？Now your former servants now is your masters. how humiliate it is.
那么你在看圣经的时候，我们知道他服侍迦南王二十年。那么你说这二十年他们有多痛苦呢？
So they serve the king of Canaan for 20 years. So how suffering is it for these 20 years?
你看到第五章的时候呢，这个你就知道当时是怎么样。
So if you look at chapter 5, you will know what the situation was at that time.
第六节讲到呢，亚拿的儿子撒迦的时候，雅裔的日子大道无人行走，行路的人有道而行。以色列中的商圈消失了，消失了。那时四万以色列人中，仅没有一个盾牌，一支长矛。
In the days of the Shamgar, son of Anas, in the day of Jael, the highway were abandoned. Traveler took to winding paths. Villagers in Israel would not fight. They held back, but not a shield or spear was seen among 40,000 in Israel.
那如果你去一个治安不好的城市呢，通常我们只走大路，就不走小路。
If you go to a place where it's not safe, usually we take highway, not winding path.
但是现在以色列人呢，就只走小路，不走大路。
Now the Israelites, took the winding path, not the highway.
这个证明呢，他们这些抢劫的抢东西的贼啊，常常在这些交通的要道上面等着他们的。
You know the bandits, they hide, by the along the highway to rob the people.
但是这个国家以色列人呢，他没有能力去对抗他们呢。
But Israelites has no power to fight against that.
他们，所以为什么他们没有能力去对抗他们呢
？Why they don't have the power？
他们讲，圣经告诉我们，他们连武器都没有。
Because they don't even have the weapon.
那当一些人，经历这些事情二十年以后呢，他们就。醒过来，知道自己在这个困境里面。
So after they experienced this for 20 years, now they woke up.
那么他们就开始呼求耶和华。
So now they started crying out to the Lord.
胜过固态福门的第二步的时候呢，就是承认自己是得罪神。
The second step to conquer relapse is to admit your sin against God.
这一步比起第一步更重要。
This step is more important than the first step.
有一位牧师叫 Tim Keller， 他分享他一个经验。
There's a pastor Tim Keller. He shared his experience.
他说呢，教会曾经有一个弟兄来找他。
There was once a brother came to him.
他说呢，他太太要跟他离婚。
He said his wife want to divorce him.
原因呢，就是因为呢，他常常呢。语言暴力的伤害他的太太。
The reason is he often abused his wife verbally.
那么这个牧师听到以后，见到他痛哭流涕悔改了，那么就帮助这个家庭就没有离婚了。
So the pastor saw that he repent and helped the family, so they did not divorce.
过了六个月以后呢，这个太太真的离开这个丈夫。
So after 6 months, the wife left the husband.
原因呢，这个丈夫又固态浮萌，又是讲话去伤害他的太太。
Because the husband relapsed in his old way and he abused his wife again.
那么这个牧师就在思考这个经验。
So the pastor can think about this.
他说他见到这个弟兄的时候，他觉得他真的悔改哦。
He thought that this brother repent sincerely.
但是他的悔改不是因为他觉得他言语暴力伤害他太太。
He repent. It's not because he thought he abused his wife verbally.
他悔改是因为他怕离婚的这个后果。
He repents because he was afraid of the consequence of the divorce.
那如果你的悔改只是为了逃避犯罪的结果的时候，
if your repentance is only to avoid the consequence of your sin.
比方说，我不想离婚。
Like I don't want divorce.
我不想破产。
I don't want bankruptcy.
我不想给学校赶我出去。
I don't want to be expelled from the school.
那么当这个环境转好的时候呢，你又会回到从前的状态底下。
So when the situation get better and you will get into the old way.
唯有当你明白你所犯的罪其实是得罪神的时候，我们才会改过来。
Only when you realize that you sin against God and you will turn around.
你才会有一个根深蒂固的一个改变。
And you will have a change completely.
底波拉年代的以色列人。
The Israelites in the time of Deborah.
他们所面对的不是只是一个国家安全的一个问题。
They are not only facing the issue with their nation, the safety of their nation.
也不是单单他们做恶事的这个问题。
Nor the deed, the evil thing.
其实是因为他们离开神拜偶像。
Because they abandoned God and in favor of idol.
第五章的第八节呢讲到以色列人选择信神，战争的事就临到城门。
So Judge 5:8, when they chose new gods, war came to the city gates.
当我们明白我们今天的遭遇是因为我们得罪神的时候，我们才会有一个根本的一个悔改。
So only when we realize that our suffering is because that we sin against God, there will be a truly repentance.
那当你真心的悔改的时候呢，神就会救你啊。
When you repent sincerely, God will save you.
但是神救你的方法呢，可能有的时候呢，你可以说，就好像天方夜谭一样，很难以相信的。
So the way that God saves you is hard to imagine.
那比方说呢，之前神救以色列人呢，都是用这些大能的勇士。
So before God delivered Israelites by using this warrior.
但是这一次神用一个先知。
But this time God used a prophetess.
还有她是一个女的先知。
She's a prophetess.
只有一张嘴，没有任何的武器。
She has a mouth without any weapon.
还有神救人的计划可能是很不合理的。
And the plan that God saved people might sound unreasonable.
那你看那底波拉就对巴拉说，你带领一万的拿弗他利人和西布伦人上塔伯山上，我呢就会把这个野兵的将军斯斯拉把他带来，你就可以，我就会把他交在你的手上了。
So Deborah told Barak, go take with you 10,000 men of Naphtali and Zebulun and lead them up to Mount Tabor. I will lead Sisera, the commander of Jabin's army with his chariot and his troop to the Kishon River and give him into your hands.
那我们之前已经提过嘛，以色列人连武器都没有。
We mentioned that the Israelite has no weapons.
那么一万没有武器的人怎么对抗走白亮铁车的军队呢？
How could 10,000 men without weapon fight against 900 chariots?
所以怪不得呢，当这个巴拉听到底波拉的这个呼召的时候，他说，你若同我去，我就去，你若不同我去，我就不去。
No wonder Barak, after he heard about what Deborah says, he said, if you go with me, I will go, but if you don't go with me, I won't go.
那但是呢，这个是我们胜过罪的第三步，最主要的一步。
This is the most important step that we overcome relapse.
就是你能够顺从圣灵的带领。
It is walk by the Holy Spirit.
圣经告诉我们胜过罪的方法， 其实就是这样。
The Bible tells us the way to overcome sin is this.
你必须要接受耶稣成为你的救主。
You have to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior.
因为只有你这样子做的时候，圣灵才会住在人的心里面。
Only by doing so, the Holy Spirit will dwell in within you.
那圣灵住在人里面的时候呢，他就会引导这个人了。
So only when the Holy Spirit are in is in you that he can lead you.
如果我们听圣灵的带领的时候呢，那么我们就能够胜过罪了。
If we walk by the Spirit, we can overcome the sin.
这个就是加拉太书里面呢第五章讲到，我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
Like what it says in Galatians 5:16. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desire of the flesh.
顺从圣灵而行，就是胜过罪，胜过这个犯罪的漩涡的一个很重要的一步。
Walking by the Spirit is to overcome the sin, and it's an important step to get out of the pit of sin.
但是有的时候呢，神对你的带领可能是一个很不合理的一个带领。
Sometimes God's guidance might not sound reasonable.
那么我们就必须要有信心踏出第一步。
So we need to walk the first step by confidence, by faith.
当你用信心踏出第一步的时候，你就会见到神的拯救。
If you walk the first steps by faith, you will see God's salvation.
就好像巴拉他面对这个敌人的时候
，like when Barak faced the enemy，
本来呢他们是在这个塔婆山上的
，they are on Mount Tabor。
这些迦南人有铁车
，the Canaanite has chariots。
但是呢，如果你要跑到山上，其实他们就不方便。
If they are on the mountain, it's not convenient for them.
所以呢，如果在山上跟他们打仗呢，以色列人是有地利的优势。
So Israelites has advantage if they fight against the chariots.
但是没有想到呢，这个底波拉呢叫巴拉，你现在下山跟这些迦南人打仗。
But Deborah told Barak to go down the mount and to fight against the enemy.
但是巴拉就是有这个信心，带领一万人跑到平原，面对这些迦南人。
And Barak has the faith, and he went down to the valley.
所以顺从圣灵带领的时候呢，可能是让你很害怕的一个决定。
Walking by spirit might be a decision that you are afraid of.
就好像呢，巴拉他走到地上的时候，面对走白辆战车一样。
Just like Barak, he went down Mount Tabor and have to face 900 chariots.
也好像呢，神后来我们知道，神，让这个斯斯拉逃亡的时候。
In the end, we know that.When Sisera fled,
他就跑到一个手无寸铁的一个妇人的家。
He went to a woman's tent.
这个就是雅伊。
And that's Jael.
那雅伊呢，就把握这个机会呢，把这个斯斯拉杀死了。
So Jael took that chance and to kill Sisera.
你知道杀人这个事情呢是很困难的。
You know, it's hard to kill someone.
不要讲杀人了，杀任何东西呢，其实都是蛮难的一件事情。
Not mention a person, kill anything, it's hard.
你有没有跟过这些小孩跟这些姊妹去钓鱼啊
？Have you ever went fishing with the children?
那么呢，你钓鱼的时候不是要把这个蚯蚓放在这个钩上面的吗
？When you fish, you put the leashes on the bait.
Yeah, 你叫这些小孩、这些姊妹做呢，他们就会大叫啊。
if you give it to the ladies,
我们教会的是这样子,
if you give it to the ladies, they will screaming.
等问他们说, 哎, 都是牧师你来好了。
Oh, pastor, you do it.
所以呢，你说这么小的一条虫，他们都不敢杀死它。 何况一个这么大，跟他比他更大的一个大男人在他面前呢？
You know, this is such a little worm, they were afraid to kill. What about a man in front of them?
还有你有没有想过，为什么亚裔他用一个这个笋子啊？ 这么笨重的一个武器去杀死这个敌人呢？
You know the JL, he killed Sisera with a tent peg.
为什么他选这个武器？
Why she choose that weapon?
因为他家里面没有刀，没有什么武器都没有。
Because there are no weapons there.
但是这些人都是因为神带领他们的时候，他们凭信心踏出第一步。
But they walk by faith when God guides them.
那么他们就见到神的拯救。
So they can see God's salvation.
圣经告诉我们，当巴拉带领一万人去打仗的时候呢，神就把这些迦南人交托在他们手上。
The Bible tells us when Barak took 10,000 men to fight the battle, God gave the enemy to his hand.
十五节讲到了，示士拉跟他一切的车辆全军溃乱，在巴拉面前被刀杀败。示士拉下车步行逃跑。
So verse 15, at Barak's advance, the Lord routed Sisera and all his chariots and army to be by the sword, and Sisera got down from his chariot and fled on foot.
怎么可能一万个没有武器的人能够打败九百辆铁车呢？
How could 10,000 men without weapon can defeat 900 chariots?
如果你看这个地图的时候，你就见到以色列人呢，从示伯山下来呢，其实就是在这个我们叫耶斯列平原。
So from the map, you can see Israelites, they came down from Mount Tabor, and they came to the valley of Jezreel.
那么呢，这个示士拉呢，他们就在平原里面跟他们打仗了。
So they fought in the valley.
但是呢，还没见面的时候呢，第五章告诉我们有一些事情发生。
And chapter 5 tell us something happened.
第四节里面呢，讲到了那时，地震天漏，云也落雨。
And it mentions the earth shook and the heaven poured and the cloud poured down water.
21节里面呢，讲到了这个基顺古河把敌人冲没，那时战马奔去，铁跳奔腾。
Verse 21, the river Kishon swept them away, the aged old river, the river Kishon, then thundered the horses' hoofs.
所以呢，你见到其实呢，当这些迦南人呢来到这个平原的时候呢，发生了第一个事情就是大地震。So,
when they came to the valley, and there's earthquake.
还有呢，突然间下大雨。And
there's a torrential rain poured down.
那么呢，这条基顺河呢就泛滥了。And
the river Kishon overflow.
那么泛滥的时候呢，平地呢就变成淤泥了嘛。So
the valley was flooded and became muddy.
所以呢，这些马匹呢就不单只很惊怕，还有呢就是困住在这个地方。So
the chariots were stuck in the mud.
就在这个时候呢，以色列人就下来跟他们，就把这些受惊怕的人呢，把他们杀死。At
that time, the Israelites came down from the mountain and then they killed them.
这个就是为什么示士拉呢，他连马都不坐了，就是走路都放旁，希望走回他的大本行。
So that's why Sisera got down from the chariot and fled on foot.
但是呢，他还没跑到中间的时候呢，就给这个亚衣呢就杀死了。
He was killed on the way to his home.
当底波拉跟巴拉打赢这场仗以后
，After the victory，
他们呢就写了一个赞美诗在第五章。
There was a song written by Deborah and Barak.
那这首赞美诗呢？当然他是赞美神呢。
That's a song praising God.
但是呢，他也有特别的地方哦。
There's some special about this song.
就是呢，他会赞美这些参与打仗的人。
They will praise the people who join the army.
这个包括呢，在第二节里面呢，讲到了这些。甘心牺牲的军长跟百姓
including the princes in Israel and the people willingly offer themselves.
他们提到了有哪些支派呢？就是包括这个以法莲呢，便雅悯呢，还有马吉。
Including the tribe Ephraim, Benjamin, and Maker.
马吉其实呢，就是讲到约旦河，就是约旦河西的马拿西支派。
Maker is the tribe of Manasseh.
后来呢，他在十四节呢讲到另外的，还有士布伦，还有十五节里面讲到的以撒迦。
And including the tribe of Zebulun and Issachar.
最后就是这个耶夫他利。
And
OK， 所以呢，他有称赞这些人，但是呢，他也有咒诅这些不参与的人呢。
Also in the psalm, it's a curse the people who did not fight the battle.
十六节里面呢，讲到吕便这个支派。
And it mentioned the tribe of Reuben.
他们讲到了吕便，在溪水旁有心中，谢大谋的。
The why did you stay among the sheep and to hear the whistling for the flock?
这个呢是讲到吕便呢一直在想，我要不要参与这场战争呢？要不要参与这场战争呢
？It says that the tribe of Reuben was thinking whether or not I will go fight the battle.
但是一直讲到最后，他都没有行动。
And in the end, there's no action.
还有十七节里面呢，批评这些基列人。
And in the verse 17, criticize the Gilead.
基列这个地方就是约旦河东的这两个支派。两个半支派。
Gilead is a two and a half tribe on the east of Jordan.
还有就是但跟亚次支派。
It's Dan and Asher.
他们呢离开这个打仗的地方比较远的。
They are far away from the battlefield.
那么呢，他们就根本上不管这些事情了。
They had nothing to do with this battle.
继续做他们平常做生意啊，这些事情。
They'll just do whatever they do regularly.
但是呢，骂的最厉害的就是二十三节的一个地方。
In verse 23,
讲到了这个米罗斯的这个地方。
When she's a Miraz.
米罗斯这个地方其实就在打仗的这个地区。
Maraz is close to the battlefield.
但是呢，这些人呢，他不自己不去打仗啊。
But those people they did not fight the battle.
他就让他的弟兄跟人家打仗，他就得到这个好处。
They let their brothers fight the battle, and they just get the benefit.
你发觉呢，二十三节咒诅这个地方的，是神的使者是。换句话说，就是神自己去咒诅这个地方的人。
So verse 23, God cursed the Maraz.
神恨恶这些不参与的这些人。
God hates the people who did not join fight the battle.
旧约里面有很多故事。
There are many stories in the Old Testament.
神把这些故事留下来，不是娱乐我们的。
God did not leave the story to entertain us.
我们讲到这个是提醒我们的。
It's to remind us.
让我们不要好像以色列人一样犯同一样的错误。
So we don't like Israelites to repeat the same mistake.
所以当我们今天读到底波拉的故事的时候，
So when we read the story of Deborah,
我们要问我们自己，我们是不是一个人很容易固态服蒙的一个人呢？
So we should ask ourselves, are we the people who are easily relapsed into old way?
如果是的话，那么你知不知道你的困境是什么呢？
If it is yes, do you know what's your, what's your old way?
还是你会把你的责任推到别人的身上呢？
Oh, you will find your responsibility in other people's.
你知不知道你犯罪的时候是得罪神呢？
Do you know you offend the God when you sin?
当你悔改的时候，你是因为你想逃避这个后果啊，还是你知道你是得罪神呢？
So when you repent, is that because you want to avoid the consequence of your sin, or you sin against God?
你听到这里的时候，你可能问一个问题。
So you might ask a question.
你会问，为什么我要在乎这些呢？
Why should I matter this?
我平常已经够忙了，为什么我现在你还要我认罪悔改？
I'm so busy. Why you want me to repent? And
我只希望舒舒服服的过我的日子。
I just want to live my life comfortably.
那为什么我们在乎这些？
Why we have to matter this thing?
因为如果你没有神的话，你没有可能舒舒服服的过日子。
Because without God's word, you cannot live a life comfortably.
你的时间会成为你的主人。
And the time will be your Lord.
你的儿女会成为你的主人。
Your children will be your Lord.
你的工作会成为你的主人。
And your job.
你一生人就是忙忙碌碌的。
And your whole life, you're just being busy with things.
直到我们向神复仇，向神悔改。
Only when we cry out to God and repent.
那么我们就能够脱离这个罪的漩涡。
So we can be delivered from the sin.
我们不要好像这些不参与的这些支派。
Don't like the people who did not participate.
我们要像这些参与的。
We want to be like those tribes who fight the battle.
当圣灵提醒你的时候，我们只要用信心踏出第一步的时候。
When Holy Spirit remind you, we'll just walk the first step by faith.
你可以好像底波拉、巴拉他们一样，打败这个拥有九百辆铁车的士师啦。
Just like Deborah and Barak, who defeats the Sisera, the army with 900 chariots.
你就能够享受神赐给你的平安。
And you can enjoy the peace that God gave to you.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Oh, our heavenly Father, thank you.
因为你是蛮有怜悯的主。
Because you are the merciful God.
虽然我们重重复复犯同一样的罪。
Although we repeat the sin, sinning against you.
我们认罪的时候也不觉得是得罪你。
Even when we repent, we did not think that we offend you.
但是神你还是常常给我们机会。
But still you still give us chance.
希望神你在我们困苦的当中的时候提醒我们。
God, please remind us during our affliction.
让我们能够醒过来。
So that we can be awakened.
当圣灵带领我们的时候，我们愿意去用信心踏出第一步。
When the Spirit lead us, we are willing to walk out the first step by faith.
无论神你的计划是多么不合理的时候，我们都愿意这样子做。
We are willing to follow, even though your plan sounds unreasonable.
我们知道这样子，我们就会经历神你的平安。
And we know only by doing this, we'll experience your peace.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.